Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. I'm George Henry. Senator Ron Wyden says a decision by federal regulators to uphold the state's decision to deny a water quality certification to the Jordan Cove Liquefied Natural Gas Export Terminal in Coos Bay is a big winner for protecting the South Coast. The project has been under scrutiny from Democratic lawmakers in the state, including Governor Kate Brown. The Pembina Pipeline Corporation for years has been trying to get the project underway, and after recent federal changes under the Trump administration, the path forward had gotten clearer. But President Joe Biden has set the tempo for new guidelines after issuing comments that he planned to quash another controversial project, the Keystone Pipeline. Supporters of the Jordan Cove project say it would provide jobs and a much-needed economic boost to the area. Pembina can still reapply for permits for the project, but it's unknown if the company will move forward. The Florence area has had a day with no new cases of the coronavirus. The number stands at 136 for now, as Lane County added another 71 cases. In comparison, yesterday's total numbers were a welcome sight. Even though the OHA reported another 637 cases, it was the lightest day in several days for new cases. The OHA has still not been able to maintain the 12,000 per day vaccination rate that Governor Kate Brown said was her goal. Monday, just over 8,100 vaccinations were reported statewide, and that total was a composite over a three-day period. 225,000 total vaccinations have been administered. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is inching up across the state. Over the last 2 weeks in Florence, the price has jumped about 10 cents per gallon, averaging $2.49 a gallon. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says the price increase is due mainly to a rise in crude oil prices. Prices went above the $50 a barrel mark for the first time in months, and pump prices have made their largest jump since 2009. Dodd says, though, that demand still remains low as people continue to limit their travel as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021.